Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I just want to lift you up and glorify you, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else, Lord, that is like you in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, and we just want to exalt you and lift you up and glorify you and let you know just how much we love you, Lord. We don't want to be modest or too cute or worry about what, who, how, where, and is, Lord, but we want to concentrate on you. We don't want to be distracted. We don't want to not be focused, God, but we want to glorify you, Lord, as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything, God. We want to give you the best that's inside of us on today, Father God, because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you gave us your best, God. And we want to thank you for that, Lord. You say, enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we want to thank you for giving us a mind to want to come in your sanctuary, Lord. We want to thank you for giving us a heart to want to come in your courts. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For the many, many things that you are doing, God. For the many, many doors you open, Lord. For the many, many blessings, God. We want to thank you for the innumerable healing power, God. We want to thank you all tonight, God. For any and everything that you placed and removed. We want to thank you all today, God. For settling the matter that has troubled us for years. We want to thank you all today, God. For opening up our hearts on today. That it don't go shutting it like I see ya. Oh God, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the clarity that you have given us, God, and that thing that we did not understand. We just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for all the things that you are doing in our lives, Lord. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the food on our table, the clothes on our backs, the roof over our head, and even the cars you give us to drive, and even if we ain't got one, God. We want to thank you for letting us walk, talk, eat, sleep, smell, taste, feel, hear, touch. We want to thank you for giving us your traveling mercies, Lord. As we travel the highways and the byways, the trailways, the waterways, and even the walkways, we want to thank you for even giving us soundness in our mind, Lord, because we could have woke up a lunatic. But you allowed us to have soundness in our mind. We want to thank you all tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your riches and your glory. We want to thank you all tonight, Father God, for even being in our presence. Because you, Lord, say when two or three are gathered, you are there. We want to thank you all tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the peace even in the midst of the chaos. Hallelujah! We want to thank you tonight, God. We can't thank you enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you do so much. We can't thank you enough, Father God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for our mothers and our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our children, our grandchildren, our husbands and our wives now and to come. And if by chance, Lord, you allowed them to make that transition, we want to thank you for the time that you gave with us. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, Yabaha Shandere La Casia. Hey, Yabaha Shandere La Casia. Hey, Yabaha Shandere La Casia. For the opening. Hajeto Baka Shandere. Thank you for the opening, God. Oh, Mama Ni Hoku Shandere Lokosi. Thank you for the opening, God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the direction. Even when we did not even know what way to turn, where to go, backwards or forward, God, you gave us direction. We thank you for the instruction, God. When we did not even know what to do, how to do it, even when to do it, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for completing the work that you begun, God. Even when we thought that it was finished. Oh God, you say keep moving. Even when we thought we was done, you say keep pressing. Even when we thought it was over, you said it ain't over. Thank you. Oh God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, for restoring the hope in a hopeless situation. We want to thank you all today, God, for forgiving us for our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, and even the secret sins, God. Oh God, that we have hidden in our heart, that we practice and think, don't nobody know, they can't see. see it. We want to thank you, God, for removing it, for exposing it, for bringing it open. Oh, God, that we will not be in a place of captivity and bondage. We just want to thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the increase. Oh, let it go shut it and I can see. Oh God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For moving some things out the way, moving some people out the way. Start the Okosi, calming the storms, Lord. Holy little Pashere Bakasi, Okoshene Makasan, little Okosi. Hi, Yamaman, little Okoshia, little Okoshan, little Akasi. Oh, Baba Bashe, little Okosi, Yerobashe, little Okosi. We want to thank you for the favor and even favoring us, God. Even in the midst of it all, God. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, for planting us, grounding us, and rooting us, Father God. For giving us some stability and a solid foundation on our feet, God. We want to thank you for instilling the integrity inside of us, God. We want to thank you on tonight, Lord. Oh, mama, nere loco shane de la casilla, nere loco shane de la casilla, nere loco shane. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for forgiving us for all our sins, our trespasses, and our iniquities, all that stuff, Father God. Oh, God, we just want to thank you on today, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, your loving kindness, your dirty oko shande de la casilla. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for being so mindful towards us, God. Holy Loko Shande, Lodi Loko Sia, Yerubabash, Loko Sande, Loko Shande. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, because you are so kind. You are so loving. Oh, Mama, Loko Shande, Mama, Loko Sia. Oh, God, I'm coming to you on behalf of glory and pleasure right now, God. I'm asking you to come in your blood and out of behind your cross. I'm asking you to touch her from the top of her head to the very sole of her feet. Remove every disease and every illness and every sickness and every virus out of her body. Remove any and any diocosiane de la casilla. I'm asking you to touch her lungs on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and restore. I'm asking you to touch her kidneys on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and restore. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal her body, Father God, even her skin, Lord. I'm asking you to give her some hands, feet, that she may be able to run. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will breathe breath in her life. Oh, God, because you are the breath of life. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord. I'm standing in a gap for my sister. I'm standing in a gap for my friend. I'm standing in a gap for her today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That you will open up our heart, Father God, that every palpitation, Father God, would not be skipped. I'm asking you to line up and balance any and every cell in our body, God. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can. I know that you are a healer. I'm asking you to regulate our mind and every neuron that's in the Oko Shandana Lakasia. I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Let her be conscious, Lord. Enough that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done, God. Give us a heart to accept whatever it is that you designed for us to accept, Father God. Oh, God. I'm asking you, I'll be Oko Shandana Lakasia. Hi, I'm a Hanana Lakasia. Give her another chance, God. Oh, Mama Nilakasi. Oh, Mama Niokoshana. Oh, Lady Lokosi. Hiya, Mama Nilakosi. Drain her bladder and her kidneys, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we Okoshan Nilakosi. In Yokoshia. Then her blood, God, then no blood clots will be formed, God. Oh, Yoshi Hoshana Mahasi. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it only if it's your will, God. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch Sister Pamela Deeds on today. Cover in your blood and hide her behind your cross. Give her the strength that she needs, Father God, during her time of recovery. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove the depression, Father God, that every time she look at that scar, she will not look at it, Father God, and think that it is ugly. But let her know that it's a beauty mark. Let her know, Father God, that it's a testimony of the beauty that you have placed inside of her because of the healing that you have allowed to take place. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it oko shana. Oh, mama, let her have a speedy recovery, God. Oh, my mind, the local Shia. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to go into the hospital room and touch Anastasia, God. Cover that baby. Cover her on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let her be a living witness, a testimony of how you brought her out, how you pulled her out. Reconstruct her intestines. Put her organs in the proper place. Oh, God, you are the one that do it all, Father God. But because they are real fragile and because it is real soft and the tissues, Father God, think that they can go anywhere that they want to go. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to put them in a proper position within her body, God. Remove every cancer cell out of glory upon you, God. Oh, mama, oh, God, build up her immune system on tonight. Oh, God, touch the marriages, touch the families, touch the homes. Remove any division, Father God, out of the marriages, out of the homes, out of the families. Oh, God, bring us together, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be on one accord and a one man, Father God, in unity, that we may love the way that you designed us to love and remove any conditions, that we may be able to have and even experience and give unconditional love. Help us on today, Father God, not to think or believe that we are entitled because of titles. Oh God, ground and root your people. Anchor them, Father God, that they won't be so easily moved with every wind and doctrine and every conversation or every word that is spoken. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today. Change the perspective of your people. Remove the blinders and the scales off their eyes, God. Put some eye salves on their eyes, God. I'm asking you to uncork the ear gates on today, Father God, and remove the hardness of the heart. Remove any and everything out of us that's not like you, Lord. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, the bay hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thing upon our finger, even wagging our head. Remove that judgmental spirit and even that opinionistic spirit. Help us not to be so sarcastic or even narcissists. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be chauvinists. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and fill us with the fruits of your spirit. Fill us with your beatitudes. Fill us with the right way to live and to walk and to talk, Father God, and even communicate with one another. And even in communicating with one another, help us to get an understanding. Help us to be able to comprehend. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to love, edify, teach, grow, and build one another up instead of tear one another down. I'm asking you to give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness, Father God, that we will not walk around, Father God, grudging and defaming one another and acting this way and acting that way, God. I'm asking you to instill your truth and your honesty down in inside of us, Lord, that not only will we speak the truth, Father God, we would detest the lie. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, because I know that you can, and I know that you delight in it. Because you say you have no delight that any of your people should perish, not even the very wicked. Let us not perish, Father God, in the name of Jesus, leaning to our own understanding and doing our own thing. Oh God, complete the work that you have begun down in inside of us, Father God. Let your way be done within us, Father God. Let our will line up with your will, that your perfect will be performed within our lives, God. That we may walk in your truth, your holiness, and your righteousness as you impute it inside of us, God. I'm asking you to calm us in us, that we will have a moderate spirit, God. Help us to have self-control, Father God, and dignity in you. Serve that spirit of fear and anger on today and rage, Lord. Let us move forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with grace. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.